Senator Don Gates of Destin's plans would provide more scholarships and pave the way to college for people with disabilities. Debate stalled out on the bill's school uniforms provision, but soon turned to the heart of the matter. A key component of the bill is the expansion of the Personal Learning Scholarship Program that lets families customize their children's education and therapy. Senator Gates says early intervention is key.
The PLSA, as codified, will limit waiting lists, will ensure that scholarship awards are prorated based on the date of eligibility, that 3- and 4-year-olds can be eligible, because medical and educational research tells us that early intervention makes all the difference.
In a surprise move, Gates renamed this program the Gardner Scholarship in honor of Senate President Andy Gardner's family and their advocacy for people with disabilities. Ever the pragmatist, Gardner refused the amendment, citing a promise he made to the House to pass the bill clean and unamended. Then a message made its way to the Senate floor.
The Speaker called and said that he'll take the amendment.
Gardner was moved to tears by the announcement and the reaction in the Senate chambers.
Since we've done this all so publicly, thank you to the Speaker and thank you to President Gates. I will be honored to be associated with this, and as we all should. We do a lot of things in Tallahassee that you find out in a mail piece later that maybe you regret. But I can tell you, each of us, Republican, Democrat, things like this is why you come up here.
Lawmaker after lawmaker rose to commend and congratulate the Senate president. Senator Alan Hayes of Umatilla was not the only one to note the significance of the measure.
The spectrum of influence of this bill is far greater than that of the population group which it's intended to directly benefit. But it's going to benefit every single person in the state of Florida. And I am truly humbled to be a part of this, what I consider a historic moment.
Senator Eleanor Sobel of Hollywood reflected on her years of being a special education teacher.
I was one of the first special ed teachers in the United States. And I never thought I would see this day today that a legislature would come together for these kinds of kids that have special, unique abilities.
The House will take up the bill Thursday. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.